I'd like to give you a little background information on tonight's gospel reading. The first five books of the Old Testament, our Jewish brothers and sisters call the Torah. And the Torah is filled with laws and commandments of God. There are 613 of them. That's a lot. And if you ever get a chance to look through those first five books of the Old Testament, they are fascinating. Laws about how they're to offer sacrifices, laws about how to build a worship space, laws about who you can and cannot have relationships with, what you can and cannot eat. It's fascinating. 613 of them. That's quite a bit. So when we take that into context, this scribe comes to Jesus, and he's probably overwhelmed because there's a lot of laws. And maybe he wasn't the brightest scholar. Maybe he was looking for the Cliff Notes version from Jesus. And so he comes to Jesus and says, Lord, which of these is the most important that we need to follow? And Jesus said, hey, that's pretty easy. This is the most important. That your God is the only God, that our God is the only God, that we should love him with all of our heart, all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And the second commandment is kind of like it. We should love our neighbor as ourselves. And then the scribe says something really profound. Did you notice? He agrees with Jesus. He says, hey, Jesus, you're right. You're kind of smart. Well, Jesus is smart. Jesus has summarized the 613 laws that are in those first five books of the Bible into two. And it should be a pretty easy job for us. Should be pretty easy for us now that we know that all we have to do is love our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and all of our strength, and love our neighbor as ourself. No problem, right? Shouldn't cause any sin at all in the world. Should be a piece of cake to follow the Lord. But we're pretty creative. Human beings are a peculiar animal because we can find all kind of ways to break those commands. When it comes time to thinking about and learning about moral theology, it seems like it should be pretty simple. That our Lord in the gospel here has summarized, look, you follow these two laws, everything else should be cakewalk. Should be no problem. But life is more difficult than that. And our Lord knows that. He knows that we're in a tough spot. He knows how hard this world is. But he's tried to simplify the law to the best of his ability to help us. He does that for our sake. He says, look, all you got to do is follow me. Follow my love. Open up your heart. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. But it's a lot easier said than done. We come before our Lord week after week because we know we need his help. We know that we can't do it on our own. That loving God with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with all of our strength, that takes a lot of work. And none of us on our own can do that. That's why we're here. That's why we come. We come to Mass. We come before the Lord because we need his help. We can't follow those commands on our own. We need God to teach us. We need him to be able to say to us, look, this is how you do it. Follow me. Follow my love. Follow all that I've taught you. And you're going to be okay. Today, in a few minutes, we're going to bring Sophia into the church. And her parents and her godparents said that they clearly understood all of the laws and commandments that the church teaches. But Sophia, just like us, is going to have a tough time in life following the Lord's commands, following all of the calls. But we need each other. We need to be here for Sophia to instruct and guide her and to help her parents and godparents. And we need each other so that we can follow those great commands that Jesus has laid out for us. As we prepare today to celebrate the Eucharist and receive the Lord into our hearts, we ask him to give us the strength that we need to be able to follow these commands, to love our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.